SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theater, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman. Go, Harvey, go.
Dementia is now the number one cause of death for Australians, overtaking heart disease, with the numbers projected to double to more than 1.1 million by 2065, advocates are calling for a specific national strategy on brain health. There are currently no curative treatment options for dementia, and First Nations Australians and women are among the groups more at risk. The CEO of Dementia Australia, Tanya Buchanan, has co-authored a letter in the Australian and New Zealand Journal of Public Health on why a public health campaign is needed to respond to the particular challenges associated with tackling dementia. She spoke with Blake Quinn.
Last year, both the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare and the Australian Bureau of Statistics released data sets that showed that dementia is now the leading cause of death for all Australians. Also in that data was information that says in the next four decades, the number of people who are living with dementia will double, more than double, in fact, to around 1.1 million Australians. So that's why Dementia Australia is calling for federal government to invest in a brain health campaign, because too many Australians still think that dementia is a normal part or an inevitable part of ageing, and it isn't. There are things we can do to look after our brain health right across our life.
Yeah, so for years, heart disease was the biggest cause of death. So what's significant about dementia overtaking it now?
Well, I think there are a few things that are really significant here. First of all, for many years, dementia has been the leading cause of death for Australian women, and now it has become the leading cause of death for Australians overall. And so when we look at the risk factors that increase the risk of dementia, many of them are shared, in fact, with cardiovascular health. So while people talk about looking after their heart health, they understand how to look after their heart health, and it's important to know what's good for our heart is good for our brain, we're not having the conversations about brain health in the same way. And so that's why it's really important that people understand what we can do to look after our brain health, and that we need to be doing it in our 20s and 30s, because that AIHW data that says in the next four decades more than a million people will have dementia means that people who are in their 30s and 40s now need to be thinking about how they can look after their brain health through as they age.
And is this something unique to Australia, or are we seeing other countries seeing the same trend?
So we know that many countries are experiencing increases in rates of dementia. And in Australia in particular, we are seeing, we have a few factors. So one of the risk factors for dementia, like many chronic conditions, is that you are ageing. But unlike other chronic conditions, for dementia, there are not lots of pharmaceutical treatments, there's not surgery. The thing we have to focus on is how we reduce our risk right across our life.
And in this open letter you've co-authored, you're calling for a national brain health campaign. What would that involve?
So that's, you know, one of the things that Australia does really well is public health campaigns. If you think about a very long and proud history of, you know, ensuring that Australians understand health risks and how to address them, that's exactly what we're talking about here. A campaign that explains to Australians that dementia is not a normal or inevitable part of ageing, that we can take steps to look after our brain health by addressing the modifiable risk factors, the things that we can control to reduce our risk of developing dementia.
And how has the federal government responded to this call for a national strategy?
So we're actively talking to the departments and the federal government and calling for this as part of the budget submission. So we're very hopeful that they're listening and that we will see a commitment to brain health in the forthcoming budget.
Okay, and are there particular groups of Australians who are more at risk of developing dementia?
So we know that First Nations people can have rates of dementia up to 5 times higher. We know that culturally and linguistically diverse communities can experience delays in having a diagnosis or in accessing services. And so that's why it's really important that a brain health campaign looks at all of those groups and communities that experience that disadvantage in terms of being able to access services and support and information.
Okay, and there is still a lot of misunderstanding around dementia. What do you think is the biggest misconception people still have about dementia?
I think the biggest misconception people still have about dementia is thinking of it as an aging issue only. So, you know, it's really important to understand that your risk of dementia does increase as you get older. And like I say, you know, it increases as you get older, as it does for many chronic conditions. But we also know there are 29,000 Australians aged 18 to 65 living with young onset dementia. And there are around 1,500 children who are living with childhood dementia. So dementia can impact people at any age. The other thing to bear in mind as well, and the importance of a brain health campaign, is that we need to look after our brain health across our life, because the changes associated with dementia in the brain, they start to happen decades before the symptoms do. So looking after our brain health right across our life is so important.
And what are some of the strategies that you'd urge everyday Aussies to take care of their brain health?
So there is a simple truism: if it's good for your heart, it's good for your brain. And in addition to those things that we do to look after our heart health, like, you know, stopping smoking, eating a healthy diet, staying physically active, for brain health, we also need to be making sure we're staying on top of our hearing and our vision, making sure we get those checked, staying socially active, so socially connected, staying cognitively active and engaging in tasks that we find, you know, intellectually challenging, and, of course, protecting our head from head knocks.
Okay, and what are you hoping can change in Australia if we take dementia prevention more seriously?
Well, there's some only good things can come from thinking about our brain health across our life course. And so, as I said, many of the risk factors for dementia are shared with other chronic conditions. And so if we start talking about brain health, not only will we see people having healthier brains across their life and then looking to reduce the number of people who are going to develop dementia into the future, but there will be flow-on effects in terms of improving heart health, in terms of reducing risks of certain cancers, and looking at a whole range of chronic conditions that will also see a reduction.
Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theatre, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman. Go!